Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Doing okay.
You seem to be doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Seems like you got all your ducks in a row.
All my ducks are in a row.
That's cool.
Our ducks are in a row. We started the show right on time.
What the hell's up with that?
A few seconds early, as a matter of fact.
It's because Big JD was knocking on my door at a pretty reasonable time.
5 this morning.
It wasn't 10:47. Hi, how you doing, Mike? Let's do the show in 12 minutes.
Ago.
Yeah. That's...
So, what's been happening around here? Anything? Any new projects going on?
There's no new projects in my house.
Music recording?
Oh yeah, lots of recording. We kicked out 3 albums last week.
Okay.
You know,
quite simply
pressed them to vinyl and everything.
Right. Vinyl.
Just waiting for the artwork to come.
Vinyl.
In. Vinyl. Yeah.
Where'd you get the vinyl?
The vinyls.
The Vinyls.
They're a good band.
My name, she's of the Vinyls.
Oh, okay. Actually, my son's just getting ready to go to California.
He's going, to do?
His jazz band from high school, they're all going to...
Wow.
Doing a couple days in Disneyland. And then
he plays the drums in the jazz band?
Mm-hmm. It's not that kind of jazz band.
Is he into that? Can he...
He finds that too easy. I said, well, yeah, try to figure out...
Yeah, well, try to do it with your feet.
That too. Actually, he's pretty good with his feet on the drums.
Yeah.
He's got a good
Well, I know. Out. I mean, but use the sticks, your feet and your toes. And
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, that ain't going to work for him.
No.
So he's getting pumped for that. And it's beautiful weather out, so we've been trying to.
It's gorgeous. Today is actually a little
cooler,
dull, yeah. And. Cool and dull. It looks like overcast, like it's going to rain.
Actually, it did rain a little bit yesterday, but I thought we were going to get some kind of dumping, but we never did.
Speaking of dumping.
Yeah. Oh, that smell is.
I can wait till break.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to do it during a break? Holy moly, those are some pretty long breaks we're going to have.
Long breaks.
Do you have long breaks? Never mind.
Not anymore. I've worn them down substantially.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to give a happy birthday wish to my brother, Mike. Just celebrated his 40th birthday just a few days ago.
We baked you a birthday cake. If you get us a MEA and you moan and groan and woe, don't forget we told you so.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Michael.
What a bunch of numbskulls.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
And here we are in the newsroom, rather abruptly.
We have to get the newsroom a little closer to the regular studio.
Yeah. I'm tired. Out of breath.
I'm tired of running over here with my laptop in my hand.
Then walk.
Actually, this isn't even my laptop. You didn't even notice, probably. It's because it's white and...
It's not yours. No. Whose is it?
It's my sister's.
And why is it here?
She wants me to do something with her iPhoto photos that she has in here. She's gone to England for 2 weeks. So she said,
I was
going to
say, why don't you just go there and do something for her? But
while I'm gone, laptop.
Okay.
And do some stuff. I said, well, 2 weeks of a free laptop. I'm
exactly
going to get
what
that.
She want you to do with iPhoto.
Something that she could easily do herself. But does she want to do it?
What, is it organizing or something, or making something? Or
yeah, doing? Making a DVD with her pictures in a slideshow.
Oh, okay.
Something that any dummy can do.
Well, that's not nice.
No, it's serious. Why should I be doing that? It's easy. Does she really want to know how to do it? No.
It doesn't seem like it. She's too busy typing.
Yeah, she can type.
You got to get me a little video of that. While obviously, you're going to see her. Get me something.
There's none of that.
Well, too bad. They should have software that has the actual sound effects of the old typewriter.
You don't think there is?
There probably is.
There is.
Is there?
I've used it before. It gets a little...
Mel-L? That's an odd name for some software. Mel-L.
It's that word processing program, and their little icon is actually a typewriter, and it's one of the bigger word processing things for writers, anyway.
Okay.
Mel-L.
I don't write.
It's a tongue-twisting name, sort of, but anyway.
Yeah, anyway, in the news.
In the news, Sandra Bullock and her husband hit by a drunk driver.
Were they, well, they were on the bus, and she couldn't stop.
No. This is serious news.
Oh, sorry.
But they weren't injured in any way, so.
Not even her buttocks?
No.
Sandra buttocks.
Nice.
We should not make fun of people getting in accidents.
Another thing that I came across in the New York Times, actually, about the flu vaccine fizzling. For those people that had the flu vaccine this year, mm-hmm. most of them still got sick. The scientists guessed improperly on their particular strains that they were vaccinating against. And the percentage of those people that were immune was a lot less this year.
Yeah.
So
what is the problem there, do you think?
The guesswork. The scientists who've gone through some major schooling and somehow funded, I'm sure, by tax dollars at some point, guessing. It's all in the guessing. The guesswork from scientists.
I'm all about the conspiracy theory.
Those are the people we look to for everything that goes on in our world, and they're guessing. Wrong, I might add.
Oh, yeah. You think your life and your health is in some good hands? They're not. Our health is in the hands of the pharmaceutical companies, in my opinion. And here's what I think happened. They release...
What was that out there? Okay.
It releases a strain of some kind of bug.
Mm-hmm.
The medical companies that supply the flu shots. Do you think the drug companies who give those free flu shots, do you think they're giving them away for free? No, the government pays these pharmaceutical companies millions and millions of dollars mm-hmm. for these flu shots. And the reason we have flus is because the pharmaceutical companies release certain bugs into the air during flu season. We're going to only have this during a certain time of year, and we'll release it. It's like TV season. Here's the flu season. We'll just release it, and we're going to sell this set of drugs that matches the flu perfectly. This year, it didn't match it perfectly. I think something else got into it, a different strain. It mutated into something.
Different bug.
They didn't realize, well, there's so many mutations of the flu bug. It's crazy. I got it this year. Did you get it?
No, I didn't.
Did you get a flu shot?
I did.
Boom. Worked for you.
Well, actually, I don't know if I could say it was the flu or not, but I had that. Didn't I have some throat thing going on for a few days and a little bit of a cough that lasted longer than I would have appreciated? But it was, over maybe a week or two, or I think I had that cough, and I did. Did I get something for the cough? An antibiotic of some kind? No, I don't think I did, actually.
Okay.
But I did have a flu shot, and I wasn't, really laid up for any length of time. Like, I know a lot of people were really sick. And
yeah, I got it. It was brutal.
And you had the flu shot as well?
No.
Do you normally get the flu shot? Because once you get it, you should not get it.
So. No, I'm hit and miss. I get it here and there and everywhere. We're all sending us links to YouTube videos.
For?
The global warming.
Oh, okay.
Rolf, we can't look at YouTube videos.
We probably should, though, right now, so that we can learn something before we talk about it.
Oh, no, we don't.
Now, obviously, you let the cat out of the bag, too. Our show this day is on global warming, but you must have other news for us as well.
Let the cat out of the bag?
Yeah.
It's on the internet. It's perfectly known to everybody.
But for those just tuning in and new listeners.
Yeah, well, Ralph's obviously on it, and he's not even smart.
That's nice.
Ralph is one of the most intelligent people I know, besides you, Big JD.
Okay.
What else?
Buttering me up.
Yeah, I'm trying to butter. Do the butter.
Do the butter bus jerky.
The Pope's in town.
Oh,
no,
here
not.
In Windsor,
no.
Ontario, Canada. The Pope.
We're not in Windsor.
You Pope live Ron Paul.
Pope Ron Paul for president.
So that's the news. Where's the Pope today?
He's going to New York City. He's going to say mass at Yankee Stadium, and he's going to be going to Ground Zero.
Well, we should have got a short interview with the Pope, and I'm hoping that you were true on your word about having something with Al Gore for this morning.
Oh, you mean Al? We're like this.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that you did get some kind of interview, because if you knew that you weren't going to, you were supposed to contact me, let me know so that I could call Al.
You can call me Al?
See, that's where we need that song.
You don't have that tune?
I do have it, but not here.
All right.
I don't have my collection with me.
You can go. That's who Chevy Chase sings that song, right?
No.
Paul Simon.
Paul Simon. Chevy Chase is in the video. So what other news have you got for us? Anything else?
Was there something
else? I know
else
you had news. Or was it?
No, you said the birthday thing. Who else was I thinking? Today's birthday is Jessica Lange as well.
Oh, okay.
And
big actress.
Big actress. And there's another actress. I think it's Adolf Hitler's birthday too.
Wonderful.
No, it's
we'll celebrate that. We'll celebrate. It's time to start putting up show notes. The entire Mein Kampf book will be available at lipo.ca.
I wonder, can you buy Mein Kampf on Amazon? I'm sure you
can. Oh, I'm sure you can buy it, but you can download it. I got that. You want it?
No.
Some interesting reading.
Is it? Have you read it?
It's supposed to be a good book. No, I didn't.
No. It's... That's no sense in reading something like that. Obviously, his views were skewed. And I guess that's about it for news over here in this neck of the woods.
Okay, we Al Roker now? Give him a news segment and all of a sudden he's Al Roker.
I am Al Roker, yeah.
In your neck of the woods.
I had that stomach surgery.
Did you?
Yeah.
You did not.
I eat a grapefruit and I'm full.
I look at a grapefruit and I'm full. I have to throw up. What about global warming? All the wonderful things about global warming right here and lumped into one wonderful application on the Jabbercast, which, by the way, you can visit at any time at www.thejabbercast.com. And you can go to the schedule, check out the shows that are up and coming, and then you can contact us and leave us a spoken audio message if you have a story or want to add some input to an upcoming show by going to the contact page and using our
My Chingo widget, and yeah, we'll play your message on the show just like we have every week of all the messages we get.
And you can email us as well. Hear me out at the jabbercast.com. We're available live at Showtime. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm. Get back on topic. You're just
whoa. Well, we're live on Yahoo. Our username is the Jabbercast.
Yes,
I was thinking.
That's
hear me
the
out
most
again.
Fun is. I'm the Yahoo Messenger guy.
He's the messenger guy.
And
don't shoot the messenger.
It's fun. People
don't shoot
on
Lippo. He's just the messenger.
A lot of interesting comments from our listeners on Yahoo Messenger, which now, by the way, which is news. Yahoo has a Messenger. Yahoo Messenger has a beta version of the Messenger functionality in a browser. So you can go to Yahoo's just on their website in your browser, Internet Explorer, Firefox, whatever. And you can do your Yahoo Messenger thing right inside your browser window.
Well, there's his extra news.
You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
KBR website at WKBR.ca, you will have noticed the explicit content warning. Some shows on WKBR may contain explicit content. Therefore, it is advised that you be 18 years of age or older to listen, or have adult consent. Please note, however, Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show and the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo do not contain explicit content and therefore are exempt from the explicit content warning. All ages are welcome for any shows hosted by Big JD or Big JD and Lippo.
Quick announcement, actually, regarding a bunch of our shows that were broadcast on All Talk Radio out of Las Vegas are probably going to be coming here to WKBR on Saturdays and pretty much all day, like starting at 9 in the morning. We'll be broadcasting the You Talking to Me show, the Jeff and Lana show, the Border City Radio podcast, Big JD's Rear Rock and Heavy Metal show, also the Jabbercast rebroadcast from the week before. So we're going to be streaming those all from WKBR instead. We want to put them all in one place and make them all available throughout a full day, and then everything will be available as podcasts as well as they always are. Even the Easy Mac podcast, actually.
You're not going to stream those on Saturday, are you?
Why not?
Well, there's going to be some old content in there that
Would
be kind of irrelevant.
May start like a little bit later of a date.
No,
because
so.
It's only going to be so long. So anyway, you, listeners might want to check out bigjd.com or check out the websites for the shows that we host actually for further information on what's happening with that. And they're going to start actually May 3rd, I believe, which is a couple Saturdays from now. And they should be streaming on WKBR all morning and afternoon on Saturdays. So
okay.
Keep an ear out for that. And now I guess we can get into our global warming show.
Yep.
Unless we can find something else to avoid this topic for a while.
Why? Are you afraid of global warming?
I'm scared. I am.
Well,
I'm sweating.
Because
I know it's getting warmer.
Global warming is here for sure. The thing is global warming the same as the Y2K thing? That's what I'm thinking. A lot of people are under that impression that
I don't know that it's the same thing, and I don't know that we can't find out like the Y2K thing, because the Y2K thing is a specific point in time. Global warming is not. Global warming is something that happens over time. But is it happening? Well, they say the Earth is already showing many signs of worldwide climate change. Average temperatures are climbing. And these are things, though, that happen over time, and there's not necessarily an end point to it until maybe it's gone so far that something really drastic happens to our world. But unlike the Y2K thing, we don't have a point to look forward to and think and, you know, say, is this going to happen by this time? And I don't know that they know specifically, you know, the trend exactly of how that's going to go, or just how we're going to be affected, or what exactly has happened in the past that's, you know, maybe repeated, like cycling.
Exactly.
So
that's what I'm saying too. Is global warming some kind of scare that's put into people to make them behave a specific way, specifically to spend money?
That's sure. Could be a money grab in some way, or for government and government funding and all different kinds of things. But there seems to be, I mean, there are a lot of things, or you could say facts possibly, that point to global warming. But then there are a lot of counterfacts and a lot of reasons possibly why people think that it's not happening, or it's not necessarily our cause. It's natural.
Right. The Earth,
which I would believe, you know, I'm sure we don't help with all the things that, you know, humans do.
We have an adverse effect on the planet for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, that's still a part of the way things are going to be.
Sure. There was a huge ice shelf, I guess it was the size of Rhode Island, that fell off the glacier, fell off the continent of Antarctica. Did you hear about that? That was just like 2 weeks ago, I think.
No, I didn't hear about that one.
But that's a pretty big chunk of ice, the size of Rhode Island. And you could see it from satellite. You could see it from the sky falling off.
And why did it fall off? Because it was melting?
It's melting, yeah. Just like a piece of ice in your cocktail.
And that's never happened before in the history of the world?
Oh, I'm guaranteed it's happened before.
I think that...
There was no ice there at one time.
I'm sure there are cycles of warming and cooling, probably. And, you know, maybe we are in a cycle of warming, global warming, but I would tend to think that it's more a natural thing more than anything.
Me too. I think that we are definitely not doing any good to the planet, but I think the events that are happening would have happened anyway.
Mm-hmm. I know they say the Arctic ice is rapidly disappearing, and that region may have its first completely ice-free summer by 2040 or earlier. Will we be around for that?
I will.
You will? Was that 40 years?
It's 32 years.
Yeah, so.
I'll be 70.
You may be here. Be something to see. But then again, like anything else, this is going to happen so gradual, it's going to be like, you know, second nature to us. We're not going to think anything of it. When there are no more igloos and the Eskimos are living in housing projects now.
They're going to be living in trailers.
Or whatever they're going to be living in, yeah. Probably. Do they have money? Do Eskimos have money? What do Eskimos do for a living? They live in igloos and make coats out of seal and fish for food.
Eskimo is kind of like a throwback term, by the way. People don't usually...
Inuit.
Inuits, that's right. Eskimo. I don't know what the deal is with the word Eskimo, but they have something against it, I know.
They do. They were always called Eskimo, though wasn't a normal term for them at one time, wasn't it, an Eskimo?
Well, you say normal. I mean, black people were called a lot worse.
Yeah, but I don't think.
Called now.
I don't think that's. I don't think the term Eskimo was ever, you know, as inappropriate as, you know, name for a black person or a Jewish person or, you know, the slang names for them.
Do you know that?
I don't know. I really don't know. But
I think it is. It's some kind of derogatory.
But I'm sure that all the time growing up through school and watching National Film Board movies, they were always called Eskimo. You know, in National Geographic, Eskimo.
You're probably right.
I didn't know that it, you know, maybe at some point it went negative. I guess, I don't know.
Did we do a show on political correctness?
We may not have to worry about Eskimos in the near future.
Did we do a show on political correctness at one time?
No, we did not.
Oh, we got to do one.
We should, sure.
I think it's gone too far. The truth is being hidden by political correctness. We can't say that. No, we can't say that. It's crazy. Maybe we should be able to speak our mind or nothing will get done. Imagine if the people who first came over here from England were politically correct. That wouldn't be where we're at now, sitting at this beautiful wooden table with our laptops open, sipping tea, talking into microphones.
Where would we be now?
We'd be sleeping because we'd be so tired from working the last 7 days, 12 hours a day, digging ditches and digging coal and who knows what else.
Mining.
Doing the same thing that I bet you a lot of Chinese and Vietnamese and Korean people are doing. Going up to the hills and manually taking down sulfur ore. I saw that the other day on TV. It was just insane. These guys go up to their... And they carry them on their back and... They get paid by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
They carry it literally on their back. It's insane.
And speaking of sulfur,
yeah.
Next week's show is on smells, but more of that later.
I was just going to say, can you imagine the smell up there?
Yeah.
Ugh.
That smell.
Do you like it?
No, not necessarily.
I remember being a kid.
It's kind
of
neat.
I used to like the smell of just as soon as you struck the match, you know, there's that smoke that comes up.
Yeah. Sometimes if you breathe too much of that in, it's a little strong or burns your nose. But
for sure.
But what about the smell out in the county of the dung? Do you like that?
You're talking about the chicken smell?
Not necessarily the chickens, but I'm talking about cow smell.
A little farther on, there's the cow smell. There's a cow farm, And
but we'll drive out in the county somewhere, you know, or we're on vacation somewhere, and, you know, we'll drive by something like that, and I'm always the first to notice the smell, and I'll take a deep breath. Love that farm fresh air, and Lana starts... screaming and yelling and can't stand it.
Did you shit yourself?
Yeah, well.
Jeff. Did she call you Jeff or Big JD?
Big JD always.
Okay.
Sometimes huge JD, but we won't get into that.
So huge. do you really don't like the smell of cow dung? Is that really?
No, I don't mind it.
No, I don't mind
it. No, I just like, you know, she can't stand that. Most people can when you're driving down a country road and it's, oh my God, that smell. And I'm like...
I don't mind.
Oh, beautiful. But reminds me of farm fresh pancakes and eggs and flapjacks. So the chicken thing smells?
Oh, yeah.
Why do chickens smell?
They're crap.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's like foul. It's like your diarrhea smell, you know? It's not cool.
Okay.
But back to the cows and global warming. Global warming? Global warming.
What's happening to the cows?
They're farting, releasing methane gas, and they say that they are one of the key contributors to global warming because not necessarily.
Why cows? They have that much air that's a problem?
Yes, it is that big of a problem. It's the concentration of methane gas from all the, they're eating nothing but grain, you know, whatever they eat, cow.
So what can they do?
What can we do to
stop the cows from passing gas?
I think what they're planning on doing is making something that they put on the back of the cow. They save the methane gas, turn it into something that we can pump into our cars. And then it burns off and it just leaves water.
Okay. I can't figure out if he's serious or not. Is that all a big joke?
No. I don't know if they have a fix to the cow methane problem. I honestly don't think they do.
Because I've been saving mine up in jars and I had no idea that it was actually affecting the environment.
There's that commercial with the kid who goes up on the highest mountain in somewhere and takes a jar and holds it up and then closes it and he goes back to his grandfather in Italy or something. Oh, gives him the jar. Are we going to make a call?
No, I don't. I'm just curious as to who's calling me.
Oh, okay. Temperatures are a key indication of global warming, obviously.
read right off the internet.
Yeah. No, no, that's grade two education.
Your grade two education?
That's when I learned this.
Okay.
I'm looking at a graph right now from 1860 to the year 2000 and how the temperature has risen on average from year to year. There are spikes and everything, but when you look over how long is that? That's 148 years from right till right now, but this only goes to 2000. So I guess 140 years. And there is a definite pattern of the temperatures going up, especially from 1950 to 2000. It almost doubles what it did from 1860 to 1960. I think that's probably why they picked that number. From 1860 to 1960, it was a gradual rise in temperature. But after the war, shot up like crazy. I'll put this graph on the show notes on it for the Jabbercast. Oh, that's right. There are no show notes.
Definitely be checking into those show notes. Go to the show notes page on the website.
Try to find that. It'll never happen.
50 things to do to stop global warming. Let's get into them.
Let's not talk about 50 things
of
anything.
But things that we can do to help curb global warming. There are many things that they say that we could or should do.
What would be the number one thing?
Replace regular incandescent light bulb with a compact fluorescent light bulb.
Eventually, we're not going to have a choice.
We'll save about 300 pounds of carbon dioxide a year.
Sure, I can believe that. But, you know, they're going to be... You can't make them anymore after a certain... We won't have incandescent light bulbs.
We won't have light bulbs.
We won't have incandescent light bulbs.
Incandescent, outcandescent. It's all the same.
Outcandescent. No, there's no such thing.
Install a programmable thermostat if you don't have one. And you'll save money on your energy bill right there. And not be wasting energy when you don't need it because you'll be able to program... You know, a thermostat for, you know, these are things that will help, you know, yourself save money as well, but also help with the environment.
I think everything that's going to stop global warming will save you money. Guaranteed.
Just moving the thermostat down a couple degrees in winter, up a couple degrees in summer, almost half of the energy we use in our homes goes to heating and cooling, and you can save about 2,000 pounds of carbon dioxide a year with that simple adjustment.
Yep.
That's a ton of carbon dioxide.
2,000 pounds, yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of carbon dioxide, obviously. How,
what would happen if there was 2,000 pounds of carbon dioxide on you? How does it even get measured in pounds? Carbon dioxide is an air...
Gas.
Gas. So how could that have weight even?
Well, it's not very dense, but it still has weight.
It would have to be an awful lot to be 2,000 pounds worth.
Exactly. Can you imagine?
Barely.
I don't know how many pounds of carbon dioxide are in this room, but it isn't a pound even, probably.
So choosing energy efficient appliances when making new purchases, don't leave your appliances on standby.
Or you could just be like Big JD and get a fridge that doesn't work for 3 months and then save all kinds of...
Start using your balcony.
Start using
your balcony. Your water heater, moving your fridge or freezer to particular locations where they'll be more energy efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let heat escape from your house over a long period. You know, windows, there are better window choices.
Sure.
Possibly getting a home energy audit. Usually they're free from the companies that you deal with. Cover your pots while cooking.
Cover your pots while cooking.
Every little thing helps, folks.
That is wild.
Take a shower instead of a bath. Use less hot water, period. Again, insulate and weatherize your home. Be sure you're recycling at home.
Composting as well.
Composting. And sometimes, you know, when you buy bottled things, instead of getting... three of a particular size, get one big one.
That's so another way to do it. Yeah.
A little less there on the environment.
For sure.
Buy intelligently.
So that you know that you'll have less garbage. I can't believe, I remember when we first moved here, we had, I'd say about 5 bags of garbage that we take out to the road every week. And now we're pressed to have 2.
Yeah.
And there's 4 adults living in this house. But you know, like I said, we use a composter. We do a lot of recycling, lots of recycling. It seems like every year they add something that you can recycle. Rolf is saying that CF bulbs, which are carbon, CF stands for the fluorescent. I can't think of the first word.
Yeah, the CF bulbs were the ones that I mentioned that are the ones that you probably should be buying, and that's the compact fluorescent light bulb.
Compact fluorescent. Thank you very much.
As opposed to incandescent.
And he's also saying buying a fuel-efficient car and then in...
Veggie car.
A biodiesel something. Mm-hmm. And he says, buy a fuel-efficient car, and then in big letters it says, made in Ontario.
Yeah, nice.
Do they make fuel-efficient cars in Ontario? Oh, I suppose they do.
Do they make any cars in Ontario still?
Ontario is one of the key jurisdictions as far as automobile manufacturing. We have the Toyota plant in Cambridge, which is probably one of the more fuel-efficient cars that is made in Ontario. And then there's the GM has their assembly plants in Oshawa. And then we make the minivan here in Windsor.
Oh, okay.
So,
I think yes. They make cars here anymore now that they have that little $2,000 car in India. I forget the name of it. It's pretty awesome, though. I'd buy one.
You would buy one?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd buy a whole bunch of them and sell them here. No, I'm just kidding.
I hope so.
I have the CAW all over me.
You do have CAW all over you.
He's got CAW written all over him.
I
can tell an auto worker when I see one. So I guess we'll take a little break. We'll come back to some of the things that you can do to help stop or control global warming for our globe.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo, as well the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
Change in plan. Let's do our music, Sunday morning music mayhem, before we get back into the show.
You're
Lippo's got something really cool lined up for us. So.
Okay.
Sunday morning music mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
My mistake there, not giving you the signal.
I need the signal.
I have to try and remember to give him the signal.
This week on the Jabbercast Music Mayhem is a song by a band that I know is very conscientious as far as being good to the planet and having a low carbon footprint, which we'll have to talk about carbon.
They only use 4 strings instead of 6.
Yeah, something like that.
On the bass.
Of course. They are Incubus, and the tune that we're going to play is from their... Make It, I think, is the name of the CD. I'm not positive where this is.
Make Yourself?
Make Yourself. Thank you very much. And it's called The Warmth.
And leaving my wake a trail of fear. should I hold my head up high and throw a wrench in Spoke's spine?
Website www.bigjd.com.
Okay, there we heard The Warmth
from Incubus.
Yeah.
So
good choice.
You put that in your iTunes and the next thing just went on as we're.
Yeah, because we weren't ready, so I just.
Oh, okay.
I didn't bother stopping it because we'd had some dead air.
We don't want dead air.
No. We'll get in trouble from the boss lady.
She should be in trouble.
That's right.
Like, where was
we didn't broadcast last week.
No.
Some technical difficulties with the station, but we're assured that everything's cool now, and obviously broadcasting today.
Yes, we are. People are...
And you'll be able to pick up this show. Well, not this particular one. Next week's show will be aired the following Saturday, so people are going to be able to re-listen
right.
to our shows. And,
yeah.
So we went through all that already.
Uh-huh.
So... So we're back on the global warming thing, are we? Still can't avoid this.
Well, I'm just kind of curious. What is your... how do you do anything to...
Crank the heat up in the summertime?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Are you doing
the AC on full blast in the wintertime? Methane gas constantly? Listen, here, move the microphone down here. I do my share.
You do your share?
Yeah. I take 20-minute showers now instead of my 40-minute showers. So,
you used to take 40-minute showers?
Yeah.
That's a little
takes
long.
A long time to scrub all this dirt off.
You're an insane lad. What about driving? I wanted to talk about driving and how bad that is for...
For?
The earth.
You know, driving is horrible for the earth. We emit horrible gases from our vehicles.
Yes.
So, in the form of...
well, there's carbon dioxide,
carbon monoxide.
Yeah.
Fuel efficient vehicles help.
Why don't you just
hybrids
drive your
help?
Bike here? Bicycle.
Yeah, okay. 4 a.m, I'm on my way.
You think it wouldn't take that long? Take about an hour and a little
take
bit.
Take long enough with a big backpack on and a laptop and a bag full of microphones and cables.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be a good idea. Well, I'm just thinking that in large congested areas like big cities, more people should take mass transit.
Absolutely. Or we should have hybrid, small hybrid vehicles in You know, it's going to be a long time before that happens, if that happens. Or, you know, hovercraft and things like that. Whatever that emits, we'll never know. But, yeah, that should change on a large scale, though. But then you got things to look at, like locomotive and, you know, that form of transportation that's moving equipment and, you know, delivering different goods and articles and transport trucks. How are we going to move all that stuff? You got, you know, the little smart car there by
Benz.
You know, would you have vehicles using that kind of, like if we all drove those little cars, what would they be using to transport goods? Like one of those with a trailer on the back that wasn't very large, with hold maybe a two skids or a skid or something?
No. I think that area of transportation would probably have to look at itself and find efficiencies. But for the most part, they're still going to have to use a pretty good amount of energy, and there's going to be some bad stuff happening to this, bringing our goods and service to us.
I think there's other ways, though, too, for that.
Well,
a different mode of automatic transportation, sort of. Or remember they used to have the electric cars and stuff like that.
They used to have electric cars?
Well, they have electric cars, but the electric trolleys and things.
Oh, electric streetcars.
Streetcars,
yeah. They still got those in Toronto. They have them in San Francisco, I know, as well.
Yeah, I'm sure that saves a lot on the environment.
But it still uses energy.
Right.
And the electricity still has to be generated.
Still got to be more efficient than the things that we put into the air.
As far as
on a large scale,
air pollution, it's definitely much better.
Rock and roll ain't noise pollution.
No, it's not.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
But what about rap music while you're on the road and you're trying to listen to your radio and so you hear... Yeah, you can
feel it. All depends on if it's gangster rap or, you know.
Yeah, I think rap is noise pollution.
You think so?
No.
I don't think so. I like it.
No, there's lots of good rap out there.
If doesn't matter to me what the music is. If the tunes are cool, that's cool. You know.
Yes.
Rock some people are just, you know, don't know how to write and are bad maybe and make it sound crappy, but the genres are all cool. I dig them.
Sure.
Eat less meat.
What about eating less meat?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Methane, second most significant greenhouse gas, and cows are one of the greatest methane emitters. Right on
if we eat less meat, we'll need less cows.
There you go.
So
their grassy diet, multiple stomachs. Multiple stomachs.
I wish I had multiple stomachs.
A cow has a multiple stomach.
Yes.
You learn something new every day. And where do I learn the bulk of
your knowledge?
These things. It's right here, folks. The Jabbercast.com. Cause them to produce methane, which they exhale with every breath.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
See, yeah, they're again proving my theory of learning so much right here at thejabbercast.com.
We're not learning.
Have your kids' podcast.
Sure.
Pick up the podcast here.
We should have a podcast camp.
Podcast camp. Sweet.
There's one in New York this weekend, this very weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah. We should have went.
Hmm.
I'm on spot next week. I could have came home tomorrow as far as that goes. We could have broadcast the show from NYC.
Podcast
and
camp.
Saw the Pope at the same time.
Whoa.
We could have had an interview with the Pope.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. Ask him about global warming.
Yes, senor.
And then we have to have a translator.
Translator. Do you want to talk about carbon credits?
Let's talk about carbon credits.
And then we're going to have to get into
some other things. Jabber quote, tech talk,
yeah,
and all the goodies that we have here at thejabbercast.com.
Carbon credits are, this is where I think that the conspiracy thing is coming into play. There's global warming, and then someone says, how do we make money off this?
That's right.
So there's countries out money there grab. There is some kind of standard that is set for how much carbon your country should give off, how much carbon, how much crap you're going to be putting into the other. So there's countries out there like Zimbabwe, let's say, who, by the way, is having a really hard time.
Zimbabwe.
They don't emit much carbon.
Speaking of Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Can we get some more tea?
What the hell's that got to do with tea?
Well, I don't know. Our intern is from Zimbabwe.
Oh, it's Robert Mugabe.
There you go.
Since he got kicked out of the presidency, but he doesn't want to give it up. Anyway, that's something else.
That's another show.
That's another show. Whereas countries like Canada and the United States, they have they give off a lot of emissions. So they're, what they want to do is equalize everything. So what they do is they pay into a fund, the credit, the carbon credit fund. So the more you put out into the earth, air, whatever, the more you have to pay. You have to buy credits the more you pump into. And the countries like Zimbabwe, get the they get credits.
So
here you go.
When we talk about things like the money grab, excuse me, and how global warming, you know, is it's the politics maybe that kind of surrounds some of this. Would it, you think that somebody like an automaker may justify helping global warming by outsourcing or having their cars built in possibly another country or a, you know, so in a way they're using global warming as a way to get bigger profits.
Yes, but I don't think,
you know what I'm saying?
I don't think they're stooping that low yet.
Is there a big scam like that going on somewhere?
Because it's too obvious that by building something in another country where labor is much cheaper, the materials are closer, they're cheaper to get.
But then the credits equal out a little better. We're going to build our cars so that we save on the environment. We're going to have our cars built in China or wherever. Maybe not China, but
no, China's
Zimbabwe.
A bad example.
Zimbabwe. We're going to have the Zimbabweans build our vehicles. And, you know, we don't even have to pay them. That's just a bonus for us. You know, they work for free. So it works out. It's a win-win situation for everybody.
Except for the Zimbabwe's people.
Well, they work for free anyway. It just gives them something to do.
For free.
Well, it gives them something to do.
Well, and they're
producing.
To do.
And since they're busy working, they're producing less kids. And in turn, world hunger is satisfied. So, you know, it's a win-win situation.
You are just rambling.
There's a big
over
conspiracy
there.
Going on. And Big JD and Lip will get to the bottom of it all in the next show.
He's making a sham of my conspiracy theories.
No, I'm not. But go on.
No, that's it.
Well, the credit thing is, yeah.
I think they're going to be getting rid of the carbon credit system and replacing it with another system. Carbon offsets or something like that. I'm not positive. But you can go to carbonfund.org and find out all about it.
Carbonfund.org.
Yeah.
Or Carbon Fund. Fund?
Fun with carbon.
Get your own carbon here to release in the air.
What was carbon copy? Remember, you used to have carbon paper?
Carbon paper, yeah.
Which was just, do you think it was actual carbon?
I don't, it might have been at one time.
Because your fingers got all black and crap. That wasn't ink on
like
there.
No, it was a charcoal,
yeah,
basically.
Charcoal, kind of carbon.
Is that carbon?
Yeah.
And they say, though, I mean, it's a term as well, carbon, like same thing, like a copy.
Carbon copy, yeah. There's actually a program called Carbon Copy Cloner.
There's carbon copies in your email.
OCC.
Including blind carbon copies. So they're catering to everybody.
BCC.
Even those that can't see.
Correct.
So did you want to make mention of our friend, Al Gore?
Oh, Al Gore, yes.
And his DVD, An Innocent Truth. No, An Inconvenient Truth.
And believe it or not, Big JD hasn't watched that movie yet.
No, I haven't.
That was like a prerequisite to listening to the show.
Do we have that available locally?
No, not, okay. It isn't in the house. Sorry. But I thought it was...
How about in the studio?
For a guy who invented the internet, going on there, they made it pretty interesting. As far as a guy just going up there and showing PowerPoint slides, basically. That's what he was up to. Big PowerPoint slides.
Well, I'm sure in watching that, and, you know, there is probably a great deal of information to, you know, put out there, and a lot of people to talk to, and scientists, and whoever. I'm not sure who's all involved and who's in it or whatnot, but I'm sure it's pretty interesting.
But he's a politician.
But he's a politician, and, you know, we don't really know 100% necessarily, you know, all the facts that
especially
you know, back up global warming. There you go. Okay, kick him when he's down.
Yeah, I'm kicking when he's up too.
So, you know, there's all kinds of scares and conspiracies and you know, that are brought into why things are going on and what the cause is. And I don't know, you know, that they know 100% of, you know, what exactly is happening or to what extent, and if it's caused by us or you know, natural. there are reasons why it's, you know, said to be a scam. And apparently most scientists do not believe human activities threaten to disrupt Earth's climate. And that's apparently a fact. And our most reliable sources of temperature data show no global warming trend. Not to say that it doesn't show warming, but not necessarily a trend. Global climate computer models are too crude to predict future climate changes.
So crude.
We don't know if our, you know, they work like they're supposed to work. The IPCC, which is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, did not prove that human activities are causing global warming, like some may say. A modest amount of global warming, should it occur, would be beneficial to the natural world and to human civilization, because sometimes that allows us to do more things. We may be able to populate certain areas that we couldn't at some point in time, maybe grow things in places that we couldn't grow before. So, you know, it's hard to tell whether, you know, are things going to die off and we're going to lose more than what we're going to gain, but we don't know.
Right. There's going to be some balance in there. And I think that's what the planet is all about, having a balance. It's been going for millions of years and there's been all these balances. There was ice covering this very spot we were standing on, many feet thick.
It's actually still a little chilly in here.
Well, you got your sweat shirt on.
So is there anything else necessarily at this point, or do we want to move on to some?
I just want one final thought on global warming. The powers that be are always trying to make you fear something. Fear makes us behave a certain way.
Sure.
And the powers
it keeps
that
us at bay.
Yeah.
Keeps us vulnerable to some degree.
So there's all these fears that are put onto us. Terrorism, global warming. Those thoughts are coming from the top and they're making their way down. So be an informed consumer, but be friendly to your earth. This is the earth that we got to leave to our kids and our grandkids.
Tread lightly.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Did you know that you can DJ from any place in the world with a broadband connection? Would you like to host a show of your own? Contact the station manager here at WKBR, WKBR.ca.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Technology is your friend.
It's my friend.
And mine.
Have you heard about PsyStar this week?
Have you heard the news? What's that?
PsyStar?
Have you heard the news?
There's good rocking tonight. Of course.
Wow. Okay, so what? CyberStars?
No, PsyStar.
PsyStar, what is it?
You haven't heard
some
of
kind of a Indian instrument?
No. You have your head under a rock during the week as far as technology goes.
You know, out from his hiatus, from under the biggest rock in the city.
It's like one of the biggest stories, especially in Mac land, Mac world.
PsyStar, what is it?
PsyStar is a company, and what kind of company is, who knows? We don't know if it's a couple of grads.
You don't know? You've been under a rock?
We don't know if it's a couple of grad students who are just trying to figure something out. But they've made a Mac clone.
Right.
Macintosh clone.
And where do I get one?
Go to PsyStar.com.
Okay.
Psy spelled P-S-Y.
Psy.
As in psychotic or whatever.
Psy.
And they were calling it the actual computer itself. The company's called PsyStar. And the model they were selling, which is a tower computer, very well equipped with incongruous parts like you would find in any regular Intel.
I'm not buying anything that has incongruous parts in it.
Exactly.
I want it all from Canada or the US.
Dell. Anything you'd find in your basic Dell machine. And there is some kind of ROM that you put in there that will allow the macOS operating system to work in there. And they figured out a way to put that in there. However, supposedly it's against the...
That's why we got to get them now.
Exactly. So if they are selling...
What's the price on these things, you know?
$7.99.
What's that get you?
We'll get you the tower and probably a keyboard and a mouse. But it's very well equipped. Like it has lots of PCIs and 2 FireWire, 4 USB, and it's, you know, it's stacked. It compares to
$7.99.
It compares to the Mac Pro.
And I wonder how. And that's a tower though. And I wonder how well that operates. Are there any issues? Are there any problems at all?
Well, there's going to be an issue as soon as you go to update the operating system. Apple's going to knock that out of the, they're going to say this doesn't work anymore. You know what I'm saying? They're going to.
Well, okay, yeah. But I mean, are there any issues running the operating system?
Well, we don't know. That's the whole thing. This week, they came out at the beginning of the week offering these computers. But it's, again, Apple doesn't allow anybody to run the macOS operating system on any other computer than a computer they make. And that's the reason why Apple or the Macintosh is so popular and why it works so good is because the same company that made your operating system is the same company that made your computer.
Right.
As opposed to Microsoft running on...
And that's the big difference for you people that don't really know why a Mac is better.
Right. But, so... I thought we were going to have a little conversation about it, but you didn't even hear about it.
Well, send me the link, though, because take a look myself.
Sure, you're going to take a look.
You can always use a new phony Mac. I wanted to make mention quickly. Did you have something else? Or
No.
Because I just want to talk a little bit about the PDA, Personal Digital Assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And its importance in this day and age, because it allows you to have your calendar, your memos, contacts, to-do lists, internet, email, notes, calculator, photos, music, and everything with you in your pocket.
Right.
It's a small little gadget, basically, that you can buy a small wallet that it would actually go in with your money and your credit cards and things like that. But a PDA, you know, a lot of people look at them as maybe being intimidating. I don't know how to work it. There's a learning curve, blah, 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 blah. But they're relatively simple. And it comes with a little stylus and you can actually write notes in it. You can type, you know, right into the little unit by writing with the stylus and actual writing. But
are you talking about a specific model or?
Not necessarily a specific model, but just a PDA of any kind.
Are you trying to turn people into PDAs?
BlackBerry, you know, makes the phone Palm. You know, it was referred to as the Palm Pilots, the Palm PDA, Palm. Yeah. You know, some of them will have a phone as well in them. There's the ones that have the Microsoft Windows mobile operating system in it. But anyway, they're a little handheld personal digital assistant. And they contain just anything that, you know, basically that you need to have with you as far as contacts, calendars, and to-do lists, and shopping lists, and everything. Eliminates the need for paper or multiple items. And also now they, you know, will hold your pictures and music and video files even on them. And I have the Palm TX, which, you know, takes anything you can throw at it, basically, the music, movies, and pictures, and has internet capabilities, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, the whole shebang. And as well, you get all kinds of different software you can get for them, and one in particular, Documents to Go, allows you to put Word files, PowerPoint files, PDFs, and convert and transfer them on there. And you know, you can start new Word documents on your PDA. So it's like having a little personal computer with you all the time that just fits in your hand, basically.
So you're just trying to turn people on to PDAs? This is like a little educational thing.
Sure, just about the PDA. Okay. You know what I mean? Having a PDA, using a PDA, and how awesome they are to have, and be able to take all that information with you on the go at all times.
But most PDAs nowadays don't even use a stylus. You get the old Nokia deals that have the little pull-down keyboards, and then there's the iPod Touch. That's just all your finger.
Yeah, but if you actually want to write... It's pretty handy. And to have the note feature to actually write notes, you know, it doesn't type letters on. It's actual, you know, you actually write in the screen and save it that way. And they sync up between your computer via USB or Bluetooth or Wi-Fi, you know, any way you want. And all your stuff transfers back and forth. Anytime you change a contact or a note or put a shopping list or something on either the computer or the PDA, it syncs up and they're really cool. And we'll move on to the Jabber quote. And this week's Jabber quote brought to you by
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of used carbon credits. Get your used carbon credits at Steve and Larry's at the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California.
And the first of two quotes they bring us is from Stephen Wright. I'll try to do this in his character.
He's funny.
If you saw a heat wave, would you wave back?
Don't!
So that's a little quote by Stephen Wright. a joke, obviously. And the other one I have is by Elbert Hubbard. We all know who Elbert Hubbard is.
Albert Hubbard?
1856 to 1915, a U.S. writer, established the Roy Crofters, a New York community of craftsmen in 1893.
I wonder if he's related to L. Ron.
I'm actually wondering if he's related to old Mother Hubbard, actually. But, you know, that remains to be seen. No man needs a vacation. And actually, let me just preface this by saying that...
Perfect word.
I was looking up global warming quotes and found, like, they weren't necessarily quotes. They were things people said about global warming, but not something that would make you think, is this like this, or does he mean this, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just little tidbits. And so I started looking at warm, you know, sun, summer kind of thing, and heating, and, you know, so no man needs a vacation so much as the man who has just had one.
That can be very true. And what do you need
a little tricky.
You need a vacation from the vacation.
You need a vacation from the vacation, or do you need a vacation from all the work that piled up when you got back? Is sort of what I read into.
I didn't think of that angle.
You know, there's a couple angles there, which is kind of neat. Now, Elbert Hubbard, old mother's son.
Son.
And he now lives at the corner of Wabash and Strabane as well, so that's kind of neat. So anyway.
Are you going on vacation soon?
I don't know. If I go anywhere this summer, actually, it's going to be New York. So if some people want to go, then, you know, you'll have to get on the train before it leaves. Because I've got
train.
Some,
that's
some
a great way to
work
get there,
to do man. There. I don't think we'll be training it. It's going to be driving, probably. I'd hate to fly to New York. But just also wanted to make mention of next week's show here on the Jabbercast. And I did mention that it was on smells, but good smells, bad smells, sweet smells, sour smells. How can there be so many different smells? And of course, it says on the website here, now I don't know how this got on here, but something to the effect of why does everyone's crap smell the same? But... And that you
I
know you
know
want to
know. That
you know
on.
You want to know. I don't know. Contact the webmaster. But next week is the show on smells, so that ought to be fun, to say the least.
Smell you later.
See you next week.
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.